we understand clearly that Zimbabwe is a country that is out of 16 of those 26 years, they have come under the onslaught of Western sanctions and efforts to destabilize Zimbabwe externally and to create motions inside Zimbabwe to destabilize it internally. And so the demonstration that's taking place Saturday, September 17th, is a demonstration, one, of continued support of the valiant effort of Zimbabwe to be self-determining and their right to be self-determining. And at the same time, outrage at those forces who are being manipulated and whose self-interest it is to try to undermine the government while it is going under the most difficult economic time as any developing country would go under if it is the target of Western sanctions and Western efforts for regime change. In fact, we do not even like the term of talking about the Zimbabwe government as a regime. Our demonstration is not only our continued annual support and continual support for Zimbabwe, but most importantly, it is to say to those forces who have been organized and funded and preferred by the United States government, Britain, and the Western European countries to try to seek regime change in Zimbabwe, they use Zimbabweans against themselves, against their own country. So we're coming out on Saturday, strong as we can, outraged as we are, because we're Pan-African, and we understand that an attack against Africans in one part of the world is an attack against Africans in any part of the world. The development of Africans in any part of the world is a contribution to the development of Africans everywhere. You know, we believe, as the president of Zimbabwe said, there's not another new Zimbabwe. That Zimbabwe was resolved in 1980 in Lancaster. The Zimbabwe you have now is a Zimbabwe that's in your hands to build.
You mentioned that you're here to support the Zimbabwean people, but also the Zimbabwean people are the same people who are demonstrating at the United Nations saying Robert Mugabe must go. There are protests happening in Zimbabwe every day and people are being affected. These are the voices of the people that you are here to support who are saying that they've had enough and enough is enough. What can you say about that?
I say we've had enough too. We've had enough of an African country struggling to develop and the West trying to short circuit that, and undermine the democratic structures and institutions in those countries because they don't like the government. They don't like the fact that land that was stolen from Africans has been returned. They don't like the fact that resources that were stolen from Africans and used for centuries is being returned. So absolutely, I understand, believe me, the Zimbabwean people have chosen a different direction that the West is trying to tighten the screws against them. Now, these social media groups, this flag, that flag, this flag, there's one flag. There's a Zimbabwean flag. And it was no flag until the liberation movement liberated Zimbabwe from the treachery and murder and brutality of Rhodesia. There was no flag. So when people say they're wrapping themselves in the flag, then my position is absolutely, you should. You should support your elected government. It was elected overwhelmingly in 2013. In harmonized election. These efforts right now about protest, I have not heard a word, Chi-Chi, about the question of sanctions. The same group who are saying Zimbabweans are suffering direct none of that attention to the source of cutting off foreign trade, to the source of cutting off medical supplies, to all of those sources. They raise corruption. There's corruption here in New York City. Corruption is not a national economy. Mugabe was right for the land reclamation programs, not because they came out of simply his genius, but because they represented the aspirations of African people to be whole people. And so Mugabe is right is a slogan of the 21st century. Mugabe is right is not a personality. It's not a personal, private thing. It's a political and visionary thing. Because when you talk about Mugabe in the world today, you talk about the right to reclaim, the right to reclaim.
Are you being sponsored by ZANU-PF?
Never, ever not sponsored. One of the things, Chi-Chi, we always summed up is in this world, to be self-determining, there are no perfect people, Chi-Chi, no perfect parties, no perfect country. ZANU-PF is not perfect, and President Mugabe is not perfect. The Zimbabwe is not perfect, but we have to draw a line with the question of which side we're on.
Could there be an accountability issue with the Zimbabwean government because the missing $15 billion worth of diamonds that has been happening in our country?
In terms of that, first of all, no one believes there was ever $15 billion. But in terms of accountability, the Zimbabwe government is accountable. They go to the poll regularly, more regularly than some of the countries that Britain and the United States fund and give the most advanced military weapons to, who never have elections.
What word do you have for those that are the movement that is meeting with you guys, #ThisFlag?
I would say be careful of your leadership. People who have churches that are not really churches, people who fly around the world, people who meet with some of the staunchest enemies of African people and sit and take money from them, converse with them, talk about their country with them, when their only intention is to destroy your country. Be very careful. We support all Africans who support African liberation.